Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, I'm on the road again, and I've been busy, and I gave out two episodes, you know, how I regularly do them, because I really wanted to do the... I miss the camera, I truly do, but that's not the reason we're here today. We're here today to discuss why I believe you should avoid the trap of religion. Now, I want to pause right here, and I want to make a couple of disclaimers to prevent any misunderstanding. Number one, I am not telling you that if you are a religious person, you are stupid. No, I would never say that. Number two, I am not telling you I am an atheist, because I am not. And three, you might ask me, well, Austin, what are you talking about religion? How do you avoid the trap? Like, what are we talking about? Well, I'm going to define it for you. Man, some people, they just can't be patient, I guess. They all want it right now. But anyways, what I mean is, I don't like organized religion in general. What I mean is, I don't like the church, mainly the Christian church. I'm actually wanting to go to synagogue, and I want to explore that. I would like to see what a mosque is like, because I am convinced, my friends, I am convinced that the world in general, like the church, is just full of people who... It's all about money, and it's all about the people at the pulpit telling you what to do, what not to do, and they don't actually talk much about spirituality. They don't really talk about spiritual health. It's more just giving you programmed answers, not teaching you how to think, but what to think. And I find that very distasteful, truly. I was having a conversation with one of my friends today. She and I were going around talking about religion, talking about spirituality and all that. It was interesting, but at the same time, I actually hated it. And the reason I hate it is because so many people, they hate the idea of free thinking. They hate the idea of questioning, wait a minute, maybe I'm wrong. Wait, maybe I've been living a lie. Maybe the whole thing is just a two-card Monty. Maybe the whole thing is a sham, and God or whatever higher power you believe in it is more than what you've been told. You know, I always ask people who are religious of any background, when we have a conversation about religion, I ask them, what do you view God? And most of the time, we end up believing that God is infinite or he's outside of time and space, right? And I end up asking them, well, then what is the purpose of your religion then? If God is infinite, then how do you explain that there's only one way, in other words, your way, of understanding him? Mm-hmm. Yeah, people don't like that. They don't like that kind of type of questioning because, you know, I was told once by my mother, God bless her, that I should not discuss religion or politics with people because at the end of the day, people tend to have their minds made up. Well, Mom, you were right in a lot of ways. But now I mainly discuss religion, politics, relationships, the male issues, and how we as men, we've been lied to, guys. You know, it's funny. It's funny because every time, you know, I sometimes get flack as a content creator for not telling people who are in my personal life where I stand on everything. And Rise, shout out to you. I want to appreciate you for challenging me, brother. I do. But what I'll tell you is I don't tell them everything mainly for their sake, not for mine. The reason I say that is because there are so many Mickey Mouse people out there who want to just live their basic life. They want to care about things other people tell them the value. They want to sit on their behind and think the world could be better if only someone did that or if they did this. And I'm sick of it all. And you know what's funny is a lot of people who share the same very cynical viewpoint as myself, and maybe you if you're listening to the show and you're cynical, a lot of us end up turning to drugs, alcohol, sex to feel something because we oftentimes see reality for what it is, and it's depressing. I don't know how, if you see reality, if your reality is not depressing or at the very least deliberating, like it makes you, like it takes the air out of your sails, then you're not seeing reality. Reality is very disappointing. Thanos had it right. Reality was disappointing. And that's why everybody wants the reality stone. They want to sit there and they want to be like, this is what I want reality. Boom, snap, there it is. That's what they want. And companies are more than happy to come in there and do that. Why? Because they want to make money, obviously. And so, my friends, we need to break this whole thing apart, because I can't stand the fact that people use religion as a crutch. They use it as a get-out-of-jail-free card. They don't want to use it to address real issues in the world and make them a better place, make the community better, because that's what religion was. Religion was a set of rules to keep people in society in order, mainly the Jews back in the old days and in ancient times. That's what the Old Testament is, by the way. You look at Levitical law, that's what it was for. But what I can't stand are these people in mainly the Christian church, because that's where I've had most of my upbringing and my experience in. And I don't want to speak out of turn about other people's religions that I don't know as much about. But what I will tell you is religion tends to, people today, they care so much about how a religion makes them feel, but they don't want rules. They don't want to follow Levitical law. They don't want to listen to what the Old Testament has to say. They look at the New Testament. They want everything to be about how I feel. How do you feel? Do you feel close to God? Do you feel like you have a relationship with God? Do you feel like you have this? I don't care about feelings. Who the fuck has time for this shit? I don't care about this garbage. People talking about, oh, God loves you. I don't care if God loves me. They don't want to sit here and listen to this rubbish about, oh, God loves you, Austin. I don't care about this bullshit. No, I care about, how God operates. If I can see impossible, or maybe people's understanding of God is so backwards. I'm so sick of these people gaslighting and manipulating people. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of people going on the pulpit, making people feel like crap. Was it Eric? I think it was you, brother, who was talking the other day, yesterday, I think it was, about, you brought up Satanism, which was interesting to me at first when I was thinking about it. And then as I was thinking about it, I was like, oh my God. Yeah, he has a good point. And a lot of Christian, like, denominations, you're made to feel like crap all the time by everything. Shame, shame. It's like that scene from Game of Thrones where Cersei's walking down the street and everybody's like, shame, shame, you're bad, you're evil. I actually saw that in Dubrovnik, by the way. I actually walked those steps. But I'm not trying to get far afield here. And I'm not saying I'm a Satanist. I'm not. What I find interesting, though, is I'm sick and tired of people telling me, oh, God loves you, and, you know, God is love, and God is many things. God is not Mr. Rogers. He's wrathful, he's just filled. I'm sick of this garbage of people put out that God's like Mr. Rogers. Hello, neighbor. I'm glad we're together again. God is not Mr. Rogers, bro. But I'm sick of these people out here telling me that God is this nice guy who's here to help me. No, he's not. No, he isn't. By my experience, no, he isn't. The whole thing is ridiculous to me, and I'm sick of it. That's why I'm spiritual, dude. That's why the whole biblical bachelor lifestyle is not about telling you that you need to read the Bible verbatim and follow it. But asking hard questions, developing a worldview about trial and error and thinking for yourself, and not just listening to some two-buck chuck pastor who's telling you this and the other thing. I don't care about that rubbish. It's all crap. It's all garbage. I'm sick of these people out here telling me about this, this, and the other thing. Oh, and please put money in the offering plate. I mean, the whole thing is a fraud and a sham. And I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. That's why I'm a spiritual guy. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of these grifters and these gaslighters out here. I'm tired of it. And then these women who want to come out here and tell me as a guy, like, oh, you're not a spiritual leader. All these fucking skeezers and hoes telling me about the Bible. Get the fuck out of here. I'm sick of y'all. Y'all make me sick, and the reason why men don't go to church no more. You and your repackaged vagina. Fuck out of here. I'm sick of these people, man. Look, I'm sorry, guys. I'm not trying to sound like an emotional pussy right now. I'm just telling you, I'm sick of this garbage, man. I was talking about this all morning, and I was like, I need a drink. I can't take this shit. I can't take these people out here telling me, like, I have a total logical point of view. Given the logical arguments, they out here giving some, like, AI chatbots with, like, the, oh, well, you see, according to this definition, and I don't give a fuck about the definition. If I wanted it, I'd go look it up on the internet. What do I need you for? I'm trying to have a conversation over here. And then here these people go, giving me these programmed answers, and I'm sick of it. I'm sick of these people out here just giving me these basic, stupid, second-grade answers. I'm sick of it. Guys, you know what? This is what I had planned for today. I didn't have this plan. I didn't plan to come out here and sound like some beta cuck-ass simp mangina with this emotional bullshit. I didn't come out here to talk about this shit. I can't be alone with it. I can't be alone with the fact that I'm sick of these people out here telling me about all this emotional bullshit with religion, and I was supposed to sit here and buy it like it's not, like, completely out of context, completely void of logic, and I was supposed to sit here and pretend like it's not happening. It is happening! It's happening everywhere! All these Mickey Mouse mentality people are out here trying to act like they know everything when they haven't even seen a glimpse of reality. Nothing. Zero. Nothing! They want to sit here and tell you about how you could be a good man, and yet they're out here. They don't know what it means to be a man. Them and their testosterone count at 200 decigrams per milliliter. Fuck out of here. They want to tell me being a beta cuck who's out here pretending like his wife ain't cheating on him while he's on a business trip. Meanwhile, he got sex once a month, and they want to sit here and tell me they're a real man because they read the Bible. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of this crap, dude. You know, as much as I disagree with Muslims, man, I gotta tell you, the fact of the matter is, they don't take shit from people. And they have actual ways to enforce the religion. They're not out here just giving you the morality garbage every day and night. It's interesting to me, man. I mean, I can't be alone. And I'm not telling you that I suddenly not religious anymore or not spiritual. No, it's not like that. It just made me realize why I wrote the book in the first place. Every time I talk with these people from my past, or I talk with these people and I don't know, or supposed theologians and Bible, avid Bible readers and stuff. And the more I realize these people, they think they have all the answers, but they haven't actually researched anything. Nothing. All they do is they sit around and they pretend like they know everything because they can recite a Bible verse. Meanwhile, they have no concept of history, no concept of how things play out in the real world, nothing. And they want to sit here and lecture you and lecture me about how to live our lives, how to handle our relationships, how to handle our finances, how to handle all this shit, and I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. That's why I'm an intellectual nomad. Why I'm a biblical bachelor. I sit out here and I decide from a distance what to believe, what not to believe, what has weight, what doesn't, and I'm sick of this garbage. And I can guarantee you, if you've listened this far, you're in the same boat as me. You're sick of all these people out here telling you how to live your life when you don't even respect them because they're out here talking about this, that, and the other thing, and they're totally cucked in their marriage. They're totally out here acting beta as fuck, and you're sick of it. You don't respect these people. The only way you can get respect is through religion. If you take the religion out of the equation, what are they? Nothing. Zeros. They've never done anything. And yet they want to sit here and act like they know everything about every concept of the human condition. They don't know anything. My friends, this is what I'm talking about. This is why I'm not a, quote, religious person. I'm more spiritual now. I'm out here trying to discover what's real, what's not real, who's out here trying to lie and deceive you for money and who isn't. I'm sick of this crap, dude. And I know I'm not alone. I know a lot of you have just, you've voiced your disdain with the church. You're trying to re-engage or you're done with the whole thing altogether. I understand both sides. I do. Well, friends, this is an important conversation because at the end of the day, We have needs. We have physical needs, emotional needs, sexual needs, spiritual needs. We have all these different kinds of needs. And the question is, what do you value more? Do you value logic? Do you value credentials? Or do you value emotions? That's for you to decide. Because for me, I'm sick of the emotions, and I'm sick of the people out here just having letters behind their names or a degree, and they want to sit here and lecture us about how we live our lives. I'm sick of it, dude. If you can't make logical sense, then you get no sway. You get no play. None. Not here. Not on this show. Not in my world. No way. My friends, let me know what you think. Hopefully you found a little bit of entertainment amongst any kind of knowledge I spit, because I'm not usually an emotional guy. I'm really not. I tend to be more logically minded, but you know what? I'm sick of this crap. I'm sick of it. And I know that you guys are sick of it too. I know you are. But you don't want to sound like it. You don't want people to judge you. I don't give a fuck if people judge me. I don't. I sincerely don't give a shit. You know why? Because if you care so much about what my spiritual life looks like, if you care so much about this, then that's your business, not mine. I don't care. I'm just one man with a microphone out here trying to figure out the truth. That's it. Anyways, enough with my emotional outburst mixed with the somewhat semblance of logic. But anyways, my friends, let me know what you thought. Please share your experience with me. I can guarantee you I'm not alone with what you heard. I guarantee you a lot of you resonated with this. I can tell. My sixth sense, my spidey senses are tingling. I can sense a lot of you resonated with what we talked about today. Anyways, take care of yourselves, my friends. Keep vigilant out here. Don't let these people get to you like I let them get to me from time to time. Be better than me. But anyways, my friends, take care. I'm out. Peace.